that doesn't eliminate a bit of my responsibility. You see how complicated it gets? I surrender to the God, okay? And this peer will tell me, do something, I'll do it. But I cannot start and say, ah, he made me do it. He told me to do it. When do I say that? Jenna. When I stand up and say, he made me do it.
Satan.
Uh-huh. Now don't believe. Ha-ha. That's the complication. Whenever there is a credit, I say, he did it. Ha-ha. That's the complication. That's how loving situation is. If something goes wrong, I'm responsible. If everything works out, thanks him. Thanks him. You see how it goes? That's why it needs these long paragraphs. Because if not, you try to explain or understand love logically. And logic cannot do it. Because for logic, it's either me or someone else when it comes to free will. If I surrender, okay, so I'm not responsible anymore. It's not like that. This is the complication we should learn about love. Because, you remember, I explained it the second day, I normally do. I talked about the guy, a tall one and a short one, walking in the streets. Remember it? Everything is quite understandable by one point of relating these two people, putting them in a loving situation, suddenly everything is opposite. That's the complication of love. That's why intelligence cannot understand love. I surrender to God. My wishes, my wills, whatever I have, not my responsibility. I surrender to my peer completely. And if there is a shortcoming, I'm responsible. I give up all the advantages over there. The critics will go there. Everything. But something is wrong, blame me. And by this, I turn myself around. Yes.
This reminds me, and those who know the Gospels better than I do can quote it better, but it's the where Jesus is said that he told Peter, whatever, I give you the keys to the kingdom or whatever, and whatever you release in heaven is released, or whatever you bind. Right, but you know, that got taken literally and historically, that there was one guy who could do that, right? But it actually applies to all, as you say, the aliyah. It's a living...
All of them, they can do that because that's not their power. The point is, don't say, oh, good for him. No, he surrendered to God, and this is God acting through him. And the main thing, I cut it short, really, something that we can talk a lot about here is forgetting. And he pointed that if you don't understand what I'm talking about, go and read that Quranic piece which God will say, I will make you forget. I will erase you from your heart. Good for you. Because the blackness of the sins could tarnish everything. It will make you forget. And forgetting is a very strange stuff in us. Because if it was not there, we couldn't live. The main thing is to forget. It's a very good stuff. I'm not talking about the Alzheimer. But the other one, don't worry. So,
what is that verse is referring to?
Pardon me?
What is that verse is referring to? Is referring to the verse of the Quran, Al-Nasiha?
Yeah, exactly. You see,
good. What is the rest of it?
No, no, it's ayat, Bazhan min ayatan Al-Nasiha. It goes to that. You don't remember the verse? It's me. I'll find it for you. Yes.
Read the verse, they made you forget my warning. acknowledge their power to put forgetfulness.
It's not a warning, it's more complicated than that. When you say zikri.
Oh, zikri.
Zikri, yes, this is the Arabic is ayata. And saukum zikri means I will make you forget to name me, to talk about me, to do the zikr.
To remember me.
To remember me, yeah.
Yeah,
why? Why? No, no, it's not only remember me. Yes.
Well, it's because zikr is also another word for any word, any Quran or
mentioning, even mentioning the thing and the Quran itself and why God is doing it. He says, "I will make you forget my zikr." Why? There are times that you believe in zikr because you know that if you repeat something 2,000 times, you will not forget it, right? So you're counting the quantities. You say, say it 2,000 times. I could make it vanish. It should come once from your heart. Do not believe in the rule of zikr, because zikr has a rule of repetition. And repetition will make it sink in, right? Love is not like that. He brings in all the logical illusions we have around the subject of love. All the misunderstanding of intelligence about love. You know, the intelligence claims that we know what love is, and you see that it's really shameful because intelligence doesn't know anything about love. This is what Rumi is bringing out, because we are going to at least have the first conversation about the essence of love. This is what it is. Yes?
Since they are able to make you remember and forget, they are mighty over all the hearts of creatures. When he has blocked the road of mental perception by means of forgetfulness, it is impossible to act, even if there be virtue.
Oh, here he does a very good thing. He translates the hunar to virtue, because hunar recently in Persian language is art, but up to 200 years ago it was not so. It's virtue. But there is something that he couldn't translate. When he blocked the road of mental perception. What is mental perception? The word here is nazar. It means looking.
Oh, nazar.
You, nazar. The word is nazar, it means mental blah blah. But we believe more in nazar, because when you don't see the truth, truth is hiding from you. That's the hidden treasure. You cannot do anything, even with the virtue. Yes?
Think ye those exalted ones are a laughing stock? Recite from the Quran as far as they made you forget.
This is for Ahmed. Ahmed wanted to know where the ayah is and surah is. He said you should start with khiltum sukhriyatan ahlis samu, then read it up to Ansawbun, means we make you forget. He brought up the title of that verse actually in go and read it. So twice he referred you to read it. I will be surprised if you, one of you, being Iranian and Muslim, and not to go and read this. Because when in one story he will tell you twice, go and read that one. Go and read it. From that to this, from that word to this word, because he found in his heart that it was explained over there. Then you will go and look at it and you will see that the superficial meaning of the sentences are some God doing this and nothing. Then you look deeper at Quran. It helped me a lot, really, because the Iranians, they have problem with reading the Quran. First of all, it's Arabic, like that.
So,
but Rumi will do the trick, because he will give you the hint that that part of it, go and read it, you will see how it looks like this. Here you will get all the explanation and imagination going here and there. It will help to read that, yes?
He that owns a village is king over bodies. He that owns a heart is king over your hearts.